Okay, for All Quiet on the Western Front, in regards to question 5, how does the id of your character affect his or her decision making and actions? How's it balanced out by the ego and superego? The id of all of the soldiers right now in the war is just straight fear. They don't want to be there. They want to go home. They don't want to be involved in the conflict. But at the same time, the rational part of them is saying that they don't have a choice right now, and that they've got to make it through whether they live or not. And they've also been heavily influenced by their nationalist school teachers and such, so they feel that it's just something they have to do. So question 6 is, what impacts do you believe the psychological effects of the war will have on the characters, and what potential future conflicts could it result in? We're going to go to Ryan first.
Thanks, brah. It will scar Eliza. He will not be able to think the same as he once did. His childhood was provoked, I guess you could say. He's not able to be a child. He'll be very sensitive to anything, like any contact with other people. Since he lived up until the 90s, early 2000s, I believe, he actually got to witness actual proper civilization and not being in fear of the war. But obviously, him still being Jewish, he could still be in fear of another anti-Semitic breakout with people hating him just because of his religion and stuff like that. So it could definitely scar him as a human, the things he witnessed, and he had to eventually overcome to write the story and tell us his nightmares and the terrific things he endured. Go, Edward.
So, in chapter 10, Bruno met a child named Samuel from concentration camp that has same age and birthday with him. So Bruno talks with Samuel and he starts to like him because they have common things. After that, Bruno talks that Germany is the greatest of all countries because he thinks they are superior. The war will definitely affect Bruno and Samuel's life and their future because they're in totally different situations. One can only stay at the camp and work for Germany, while one is complaining about the new house. They could have been friends if the war never happened.
Okay, so for all the light we cannot see, I think the impacts of the war on Maria will be quite strong, because at the beginning, before the war starts, she just has a very simple life. It's very repetitive, and everything happens the same way, and she knows the way all around her town, even though she is blind, because her dad built a model for her to learn. And now she's living with people, even though they are family, she's never met them before. So it'll have a big effect on her. And with Werner, he's being forced to do a lot of things that he doesn't want to do and make decisions that he never thought he'd have to make. So I think it'll leave a lasting impact on him.
Much like the other three books, All Quiet, the soldiers in the war are going to be deeply impacted by it, obviously, especially because they're directly involved in the conflict. It's not family members or other people who are doing the fighting, it's them themselves. So obviously they're going to be suffering, whether it's from PTSD or just other mental health issues. They're going to be scarred for life. Right now, the characters can't imagine a world outside the war. They can't remember the past, and they can't envision a future of peacetime where the war no longer exists. So that tells you something about their current outlook on life. And that is our discussion number 2 complete.